though. Now, we've got Colin Bearden in, who's come in. He's worked really hard over the last few years to get the Playwrights Festival up and running. And each year it's got a different theme. And it's back again this year. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Sharon.
So tell us, what's happening with the Playwrights Festival? How has it evolved?
Well, this will be the third year. And I get the first year was just a vague idea that there were people in the community that would like to write plays, and we just wanted to give them an earring, and that's about as far as the first one went. Last year was more serious. We put on full productions of the plays, and year by year, more and more people are coming forward wanting to write. And really, the festival has evolved into taking plays from the first inkling of an idea right through to having a full dress performance. And so it's kind of within about 6 months we go from nowhere to a full production, and that's quite unique, and it's quite lovely to do that.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous, lovely. So what's happening with it this year?
This year, because the problem we have is so many people want to write, and you can't put on endless plays. So we have to find a way of fitting, you know, 8 or 10 people into a fairly short space of time. Last year we did it by collaborative writing. This year we're going for very short plays, 10-minute plays, which is a known format. There's a short and sweet festivals that go on around the world. So 10 minutes is an interesting length for a play. You have one idea and you've got to do it well in 10 minutes. So we're looking to put on 8 10-minute plays as a one evening entertainment in April.
And have those plays been written?
They're being written. We started bringing people together 2 or 3 months ago. I'm pretty confident we'll get at least 8 scripts in. I think there's about 5 or 6 already written. So,
we're
well on the way.
Oh,
so
lovely.
If anybody out there is interested in writing, there's still time. We're mid-January is the cutoff for scripts.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe I should clear my head. I don't know if I've got any space left in my head, but it always sounds like an interesting proposition.
Yeah, it doesn't take too long to write it. I mean, you know, you get an idea and you sit down and start writing. Most people find that, hey, you know, I've got 10 minutes, you know.
You actually have to just write the play in 10 minutes.
if you're fast enough, yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay, so mid-January is the cut-off, and so there might be, you're happy to consider more plays that might come in before that date.
Yeah.
Although what I've always thought was quite interesting about the whole process of a Playwrights Festival is, you know, sometimes people have great ideas, but it's hard to have that follow-through, and, you know, you get distracted, and then you don't get round to it. And so it's always been quite nice being part of that structure, and then it actually delivers on something. Because I think otherwise sometimes you can just kind of leave it till the last minute, and then the deadline goes past, and you think, oh, I really should have done that.
Well, also, I think, you know, we've been around long enough now that people can have confidence that, you know, if their play comes in and gets accepted, most will. It will be put on, and that's it, and we will put it on, you know, and that doesn't happen very often in the world of theatre. You have to jump through a lot of hurdles to get stuff put on.
Yes.
And we're saying, no, you do it, and we'll do it.
Oh, okay. You know? It's great. It's a great concept. Yeah. And so what's happening with it this year?
So this year, well, what threw up last year is that we had loads of people interested in writing, and we have again this year, and lots of new people, which is fantastic. And there's quite a lot of actors around, but where it kind of gets a bit soft is in the area of directing, you know, and people who can turn, perhaps some of the people who've done the writing don't have that much experience of practical theatre, and there are some practical issues that sometimes need to be raised with scripts, and that's been a difficult area for in the past because, but now we think we've got the maturity to deal with that, and we've got the grant. So we're looking at the role of the director in taking the script over, talking to the playwright, developing it into a practical working play with a group of actors. So we're training up people who want to be directors specifically for that, and you don't need to have any acting experience either. If you've just got an interest in theatre and Cindy's doing an introductory course, and then you can come on to our course for free, weekend course. And then you get one play. You get a 10-minute play, which is a fairly good place to start, a 10-minute play. Probably about 3 actors. That's what we're looking at, no more than about 3. So you can rehearse in people's living rooms and things. And the first month of that, that's roughly February, is working with the writer while the script is still flexible and malleable a bit, so you can sort of discuss issues with the writer and they can discuss issues with you.
Mm.
And then about the end of February, we'll settle on the script, and then there's about a month of proper rehearsals and the show goes up beginning of April.
Right. Oh, okay. Mm. Sounds tremendous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when's the workshop?
The workshop is 2 weeks' time, the weekend workshop, which is the 7th and 8th of December. And it'll be out at Onatangi, in Onatangi Hall, who've been great to us. Onatangi Hall have been really good to the festival in supporting us and giving us facilities.
Oh, good.
Put a plug. So we'll open the show there. And I think it's the 4th of April we open at Onatangi Hall.
Lovely. So you're doing one night's performance?
So we do one at Onatangi, then we'll do one at Rocky Bay, and then we'll come to Artworks for Saturday night and a Sunday matinee, because people want a matinee.
So. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, look, I think it's tremendous fun. And so you don't need any experience for the directing or the acting, but if you've got some, that's good as well.
If you've directed something before, you can go straight into our course with Cathy Downs. That's fine. If you haven't done any directing before, then contact either me or Cindy Peterkin, and Cindy will be running a one-day course to get you up to speed.
Oh, really? So the Cathy Downs workshop isn't for complete beginners?
We'd like to start off. Yeah, we'd like to start off at a sort of a certain level so we can just get into the... If you get a professional like Cathy to come along and run a workshop, you want to start. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, it's sounding more interesting by the minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. Good. Cool. Okay. Well, and are you going to be acting or directing or writing?
Myself.
What are you at the moment?
Personally, I'm writing. I'm writing all sorts of things all over the place, but I'm writing for this one. Yeah. I'm the sort of project coordinator of the whole thing, and that's a lot of work and strain. And I tend to kind of keep myself back in case we're a bit short somewhere or somebody gets ill or whatever.
In case you need to step in. Do the lights and all of that.
All that sort of stuff, and make the tea and whatever.
And so can you share one of your ideas, one of your play ideas? Or, I mean, it doesn't have to be the full thing. Have you got something that you've been working on that you'd like to share? Not at this stage.
Well, yeah, I've been working on some things for Radio New Zealand, actually. Having done stage plays where you kind of, if it's a full-length play, you've got, an hour or more to fill up, in a sense, and you've got all the facilities of the stage and the characters and the set and whatever. Radio plays tend to be much shorter, and you've just got sound to work with. But you've got a lot less restrictions in a way. You can jump from spaces and times, and so it's a different world for writing. So at the moment, I'm adapting a couple of plays I've written to see whether they'd work in the radio.
Is one of them the one that we saw?
No, one of them is a play that we had a reading of last year, which is about Michael Joseph Savage and the birth of radio and the dealings with colonial Britain in the 1930s.
Oh, okay.
It's a historical piece.
What's that one called? I don't think I've seen
that one. No, it's called Interference.
Okay.
And it's kind of a pun on interference in the medium and interference in the communications with the colonial governments. And,
that'd be quite dominions. Interesting. You often write things with a kind of historical context.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. But I'm writing... I'm writing one about the super city. It's a pantomime about the super city.
Oh, I look forward to seeing that. Yeah. Oh, I love things like that.
I thought that might appeal to you.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, working on the local board, I've just seen, twice in a meeting yesterday, I just burst out laughing because I was just like, this is insane. You cannot seriously have just said that. And what was it? It's just this bureaucracy speak, and I can just see the absurdity in it. And I was, the latest thing, I have to share this with you because I just think it's hilarious. I don't know how it's generated, but they've got something which has got like performance targets on it. So normally with performance targets, you try and improve on your performance for the last year. That's why you have the targets. But there are all these documents that I'm looking at that it goes, you know, visitor take up of such and such, you know, facility, you know, for 2012-2013 was at 75%. Goal for 2013-14 or the following year is 25%. Yeah. I'm going, well, you know, you've got all these people actually attending the arts facility and it's got really great, you know, attendance and you know, and then suddenly your target is for it to be twice, you know, half as much. It's just bizarre.
I know, yeah. Well, having sort of gone into the world of fiction, I mean, it must help you a lot, actually, to be dealing with council bureaucracy, because this idea that fiction sometimes has an alternative way of grasping reality. You know,
oh, absolutely. And I just think the whole thing around art and inspiring people is quite interesting. I mean, certainly with my campaign, I felt that it was quite an interesting... You know, people don't really... There aren't that many people who are inspired by activism or, you know, having ideas bashed over their heads. But they do like to have a giggle.
Yeah.
And so it's been quite interesting trying to bring people on board through enjoying themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, because when we started off the workshops to write these plays, and a lot of people don't know where to start writing. You know, they want to write, but they don't know where to start. So I said, well, start at the beginning. Start. Imagine an opening scene. You know, the lights come up. You've got a stage. Whatever people see before the word's spoken has got to be really fascinating. What could you imagine being on the stage that you thought was really, really interesting? And just start with that. And people, in trying to describe that, ended up writing a play.
Oh, interesting. Oh, well, I might use that as my inspiration.
If there's anybody out there that wants to get a start, do that. Just
what
imagine.
I find is I teach, I sometimes teach people to write their stories for animations at university. Mm. And it's amazing the number of people, especially young men, who write stories about terrorists in the forest. And I'm always like, well, is that any part of any experience that you are remotely connected to apart from through TV? Or some sort of gaming experience. And so for me, it's around that thing of, like, you know, connect things to your own experiences or those moments that you think, oh, that was weird. That's rather than trying to recreate a world that might seem terribly exciting, but you're not necessarily bringing very much to it because you're not a terrorist and you don't live out in the woods.
But then, you know, a bit of fantasy also is acceptable.
Absolutely.
I mean, what I find with the plays that come in, they're all totally different from one another. You couldn't get a more disparate bunch, you know, from people who sitting around are very, very similar kind of people, you know, and yet when they ask them to do something, create something, draw a picture or write a play, you'll get totally different responses.
Oh, lovely. Good. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Okay.
And good luck with that. And so the course is next weekend?
No, the course is 2 weeks' time, 7th and 8th of December. But if people are interested in coming, then contact me as soon as possible. Yeah, and give me a ring on 5801.
Okay.
Or cbearden@ihug.co.nz.
Lovely. And it's all in the Gulf News, maybe the Marketplace?
It's all in the Gulf News and in
the Marketplace. Terrific. Okay, cheers for that.
Thanks, Shereen.
Okay, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.